passing by in time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money they don't get. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre from rain, they burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die, your scarf will give. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slide, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre from rain, they burn the kids, no more things cut. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. It is the 27th of October, 2016. And we had a blast of global warming here today. And some places in Ontario got a fair bit of snow. So that's proof, isn't it, that it's global warming. And we have to pay particular attention to that, I suppose. Anyways, I'm going to start out this show. I saw this thing go by me, if I can find it again. Where the hell is that thing going to? Let's see here. This is something that I ran across that really, that ain't it. Where'd it go? I suppose I lost it, did I? Oh, no, wait a minute. Here we go. This is from the blog American Thinker. And I find it rather... This is how bizarre things are getting. This apparently ended up in the New York Times report. Apparently, this is an article written by Ed Straker. But it refers to the New York Times. I haven't had time to go find out what's all in the New York Times on this, but it's just a more bizarre world. I mean, we've been inundated with, superhero movies and stuff for a long, long time. We've been inundated with all kinds of propaganda and stuff. I mean, it's been so pervasive and so constant. It's never ending, and it grinds people down, and that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to make those who can think submit, because then your neighbors think you're crazy because you're talking against the unrelenting propaganda that's going into your friends and neighbors' heads. Anyways, I haven't spent much time on this election and don't tend to. But it says here that, or Ed says that Donald Trump is now apparently invading the dreams of Muslim children and driving them mad. He's just like Freddy Krueger, says Ed, only with smaller hands. The New York Times reports that, I can't read any of these people's names, some Muslim was pouring cereal for his children before school this month when his 7-year-old daughter, Raya, walked into the kitchen calling for daddy. Baba, I had a scary dream, she said, hugging him tight. It was about Donald Trump. "He was so mean to us," she said. "He had a scary face, like a zombie or something, in the dream." Mariah later said, "Mr. Trump came to the home of every Muslim family in the country and put each one in jail." Realistically speaking, don't you think Mr. Trump would vet them first before taking them to jail? Also, the zombie comment is totally unwarranted. Zombies are white, not orange. I guess that's referring to Trump's complexion and his hair. Many Muslim parents fear that the tensions could push their children away from the faith entirely. "We don't know how to handle it sometimes," Mr. Elkishifari said. Maybe someday they won't believe in anything. The Times article had photos of the Islam's wife, Muslim's wife, smiling wife, looking so happy in her hijab and little Mariah covered from head to toe in an open-faced burqa. If Mariah had gave up Sharia law, or if she gave up Sharia law, what kind of life would she have, says the mummy. Many of the family's Muslim friends have pulled their children out of public school and put them in private Islamic schools. When she turned 7 a few weeks ago, she began to pray multiple times a day with her parents in exchange for a $10 allowance. A kitchen clock marks the Islamic call to prayer. Their children speak fluent Arabic and have taken Quran classes. Sitting in the family's living room one recent morning, Ms. So-and-so asked one of her daughters why she liked being a Muslim. The 9-year-old said she felt proud thinking about the Prophet Muhammad and the way he led his friends and followers in spreading peace. Apparently, this was in the New York Times. And this is part of the... And I guess Ed Straker here is a senior writer at newsmachete.com. So this is what the mainstream media is putting out. And again, when the Rothschilds came to America to start their banking cabal, one of the first things they were told to do was get control of the top 25, I think it was the top 25 newspapers in America. Because it's important that you have a propaganda machine to sell your wares or your fraud or your con game. So these same papers today are controlled by the same people, the same cabal, and they want a world. You know, you see this all the time, the world we want. And people think that this is the world they want. No, it's not the world you want. It's the world they want. We are not you. Okay? We is them. We are those who want global government. We are those that want control of every man, woman, child, and resource on the planet. Because we're in the business of monetizing things. And that's what we've done. The people have been monetized. They're used for collateral against the debts. And now they're going after all of the resources on the planet. So it's an invasion. It's an absolute invasion. It's a planned invasion. And when I went to that Muslim youth meeting here in my hometown, not my hometown, but the town I'm in, 7,500 people live in this town, 12,000 in the entire municipality, and where we are having a Muslim youth meeting. Well, this is a Scottish, English, Irish town. So when I went to the meeting, and I've said this before, nobody else showed up. I was the only one that showed up. And this is several years ago, maybe 5. And had a chance to talk to these people. And they're or so they told me, that the Quran will replace the Bible and Sharia law will be the law of these lands. our Communist Broadcasting Corporation do, their CBC? They fired up a comedy show called Little Mosque on the Prairie to show people of these lands that the Muslims are wonderful people. In fact, I only watched, I think, an episode and a half. I couldn't stomach the damn thing. But they put these Muslims up as these wonderful, wonderful people. But they actually made the white people look like the stupid group. And they are the stupid group. You can't get more stupid than a white man, I think. Maybe a rock might be less intelligent than a white man. But I kind of doubt it at this point in time. The crap that has been going on for, you might as well call it centuries, because the United States is over 200 years old. Canada's 150 years old or something. So it's been a long, long time, and the white man has systematically become less intelligent, less spiritually strong, less physically strong, as time passed. This is a war against the West. And here we have our national television network spawning this show, Little House on the Prairie, Little Mosque on the Prairie, which was a takeoff, Little House on the Prairie, Little Mosque on the Prairie, and to soften the minds further through massive propaganda, so when they open the floodgates to this nation and anywhere else in the West to flood in the Islamic migrants, we have churches sponsoring in the very group of people that want to kill them. So, you know, for you whitey out there, look around at any other race of people and say, well, we're the supreme race, you're a bunch of idiots. You're a bunch of clueless, over GMO, over fluoridated, over TV'd, over movied, over sports evented fools. That's just the way it is. And it really sickens me because I'm white. It sickens me to see that my people have become so useless. Not only useless to ourselves and our nations, but useless on the global scale. We're looked upon as the parasites. We're looked upon as what's caused all the hurt in the world. We've been so busy feeling superior to other people, be it the native people, be it the black people, be the Hispanic people, that we didn't notice the undercurrent. That was about to come at us. Now, I said, I think on Tuesday, that I think maybe that Donald Trump might just win this thing because the people are getting irritated big time, and that's a good thing. A lot of people don't know exactly what they're irritated about. They still think that their country is their country. Most people still can't wrap their brain around the fact that their country is nothing more than a damn corporation. It was set up as a corporation. It continues to be a corporation. The military, the police, the judges, the politicians, all take an oath to serve the state, which is the corporation. Even if Donald Trump does get elected and he takes the oath, he's taking the oath to serve the state. The state is a member state of the United Nations, which is created by the globalists, the bankers, the corporations. So if Mr. Donald Trump does win the election, the first thing that he must do is change the oath. And that oath must be changed to serve the men and women of the nation, and to protect the children of the nation, and to protect the borders of the nation. The nation, that being that consists of living men, women, and children, not fictional corporate entities. And if he doesn't do that, then the man's a player. The only reason I can see they're going to put Donald Trump in is because there's too much agitation going on out there and the people are getting ugly. And they're ready to stand up about bloody time. Not many of them, but probably enough of them. So the only reason I can see them allowing Donald Trump to become the president, you must understand that all presidents are picked. As Rockefeller says, we own both sides. We control both sides. And it's an absolute true statement. So the only reason I can see Donald Trump might be elected is to kind of chill the fire that's brewing down a little bit. Take the right wing part of this of America and cool it down a little bit. But if Donald Trump is not prepared to change that oath, then Donald Trump is not the president of the people. He is the CEO of the corporation. Period. It is vitally important that you run in your local elections, and I'm going to tell you why again. Every single CAO / city manager is implementing at the local level the global agenda. It's called global to local. These city managers and clerks are not elected. The elected come and go, but the administrators stay put. They're the ones that run the show. The CEO city managers are the ones that set the agenda for the councils. Most councilors are not that bright. Most councilors probably don't know much. And I say that because I ran in a couple elections and I was absolutely stunned by the stupidity of the people I was running against. And I'm talking about all the major parties. I couldn't believe how stupid these people really were. They're fed what to say and they say it. Can they expand on what they said? No. Because they don't know what they're talking about. The controllers know what's going on, but the people out front, they're puppets. They don't know jack shit about nothing. So it's vitally important that people run in the local elections, because again, that's the only place that you can actually make any serious change. And once you acquire the enough people in there to get the majority vote, then you change the oath, because the municipal oath is the same thing as a state oath. It is an oath to the state, to serve the state, not the people. We can, because we just make them. But we got to have control of something. We don't have control of it, we can't really change it. The other reason Whitey needs to run in these local elections, as these nations in the West get flooded by migrants and they don't assimilate, okay, they take over districts. They fill that district up and then they run their candidates. And who's voting for them? Well, the migrants. So what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with your local city council, town council, full of foreigners, as per plan. There's more than one way to take down a country. You don't have to bomb it into oblivion. But it has the same effect. You don't have the country anymore. And that is the plan, is to fill your local city councils, state legislatures, and federal with foreigners. And that's how they're going to bring in their Sharia law, because they'll be the lawmakers. And Whitey's going to be sitting around bitching and complaining because he's been made so weak of the mind and the spine, he can't apparently see what's coming, can't apparently get up off his ass to go put his $100 down and run the local election, always waiting for a hero to come along and save their sorry asses. And I'm not just talking about Americans, I'm talking about the entire West. Putting up with the propaganda coming out in the papers, not getting papers out to counter the propaganda. We lose this. Whose fault is it? Our fault. And that's just a fact. Just the way it is. They made it look easy for most of the people. They built a huge middle class. Well, that's just about disintegrated now. It has to go bye-bye. And it is going bye-bye in a very rapid fashion now. And it leaves these people that always thought the American government or the Canadian government or the Australian government or the British government was on their side, there to protect them. Nothing could be further from the truth. The whole plan was to make you soft, make you pliable, make you stupid. And they apparently have accomplished it very well. Brzezinski said it'd take 2.5-3 generations to pull it off. Seems they pulled it off. If you stand up and you can't get your friends to stand up and mount a campaign to make sure that you get enough people into your local council, the whole majority vote, then, well, hey, when you can no longer afford to live in your house because of the taxes, the hydro bills, the water bills, and so on and so forth, whose fault is that? You know, and I know what Whitey will do. He'll run around and bitch and complain. Look what they did to us. I can't even afford to live in my own home anymore. Look around. We live in the richest nations on the planet. We got more resources per capita than anybody else on the freaking planet. Why do we got poor people? Why do we put up with that? Why do we have people living under bridges? Why do we watch our neighbors be thrown from their homes and just sit there and do nothing about it? Because we're weak. We're pathetic. Now I'm going to throw a... God, it must be hard to listen to sometimes, eh? But that's just the way it is. Now, where did I see that? Oh, I got to get back to here. Here's another one. Insulted Muslims forced a Maryland school to ban Christmas because they found it insulting. That's from the Patriot Chronicle. Not running these people out of your communities. Just bitching and complaining about what's going on. Now, if this doesn't stick you right between the eyeballs, I don't know what will. I ran across a video last night that really says a lot. It's so quietly done and so in your face that you cannot turn away from it. And this is a video from Dearborn, Michigan. I'm kind of looking like for a video like this because it's quiet. It's not what you would call really freaky. And this was only published on October the 25th, which is only 2 days ago. And I stuck this thing up on my Facebook, and it's getting passed around large. Although I always have to write some shit, you know. But what I put above the link I put in here in Facebook, this video is of Dearborn, Michigan, but all Western nations are under attack. This is a spiritual psychological war, and it is that being waged by the same UN globalist corporate thugs who started all the bombing wars. The West cannot bomb the West, so UN globalist corporate thugs are bombing the West with migrants. If not stopped, the result will be the same, destroyed nations. It is time to wake up, stand up, and take back our lands. In fact, all politicians, judges, etc., take an oath to serve the state corporation, not the people. And if you can't smell the stench of tyranny by now, well, maybe you ought to go see a doctor and get your nose cleaned out. But I'm going to put this in here. It's actually quite, I think it's quite a brilliant video because it's not anything more. It's almost depressing in the fact that the guy driving around in Dearborn, Michigan, where all the stores seem to be in Arabic, it almost seems like he's saying it's a foregone conclusion. So maybe he's a player. I don't know who the hell this guy is. Dennis Michael Lynch. Now, he looks like, the picture of this guy looks like he could be a politician. So I don't know exactly who this guy is. I didn't have time to see who he was, but let's do it right this second. Who is Dennis Michael Lynch? I have no idea. Okay, he's an American businessman and documentary filmmaker, political commentator, and former host of the Dennis Michael Lynch, which aired on Newsmax TV. So, I have to... Newsmax host Dennis Michael Lynch has pulled off the air for what? I don't know. It went way off script, apparently. So I don't know who this guy is, but he did look, okay, so he's not a politician, he's a talking head. Newsmax host Dennis Michael Lynch has pulled off the air for defending Fox News. Well, that should pull anybody off the air. Fox News should be pulled off the air. Lynch went way off script when he called out his own network while in turn defending Fox News. So I don't know who this clown is. He then revealed to viewers that in fighting for Trump on the air, he has been restricted in that message and was recently informed he will no longer have editorial discretion on my own. The political commentator went on to complain that the network is pushing pre-made packages on his show, such as one that tried to slam Fox News for the unfortunate things that are taking place over there right now. He was apparently referring to former news chief Roger Ailes' resignation while he faced a sexual harassment suit from former on-air personality Gretchen Carlson. Okay, so whether this guy is legit or not legit is not the point. But that's who Dennis Michael Lynch is, but I don't know. I don't know what else he's connected to. And I don't really have time to do that while we're on air. But if he was on air, then he's probably some sort of a player. Let me just look at this real quick. We got lots of time here. Let's see what we can find out about this. At age 22, Lonnie Lynch launched a computer recycling company called Lynx Technology. Lynx grew to become one of the largest computer hardware companies on Long Island. Secured $13 million for venture capitalist John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. In less than a year, Lynch expanded the company to 300 employees in 5 locations across the country, renamed it TechSmart. As a result, in 2000, he was selected as the winner of the Long Island Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. On September 11, 2001, Lynch was in downtown Manhattan, where he experienced the terror attacks firsthand. Shortly thereafter, he enrolled at the New York Film Academy. In 2006, he launched TV 360 Media, a digital video production company that hires freelance filmmakers to produce short videos. The videos appear on websites such as AOL, ABC, and YouTube. In 2016, Lynch created his personal news and politics website, DennisMichaelLynch.com. The site mainly featured articles from Mr. Lynch's team as well as articles. Let's see. I produced in 2010 documentary King of the Hamptons about the serious consequence of the mental impact of midlife crisis. The film stars Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley, Alec Baldwin, and Ed Burns, and it premiered in the Hamptons International Film Festival. In 2012, released a film about illegal immigration and the impact it has on America. They Come to America, written and directed by Lynch. It premiered in New York as well as received by local media. However, the film did not secure theater distribution. Lynch claims distributors rejected the film because it places an American face on the issue and touts numerous illegal aliens, stating they do not wish to be American citizens and that they come to the U.S. solely to earn money. During appearances on shows like The O'Reilly Factor and Fox and Friends and Your World with whoever, Lynch claimed the mainstream media denied him interviews because his film showed the true cost of illegal immigration, ultimately released the film on DVD, yada, yada, yada. On August 7th, 2012, Lynch began a nationwide tour. He visited cities and towns where fans of the film set up free viewing in theaters, schools, and libraries. The viewing were open to the public and drew standing room only crowds. On November 12th, 2012, Lynch was a guest on the Joe Pegg's radio show in San Antonio, Texas. Lynch revealed he was headed to the Rio Grande to begin filming They Come to America 2, The Cost of Amnesty. He expected to film the release in the summer of 2013. In February 2013, Lynch announced he would not seek theater distribution for the film, and he was accelerating the release of the film because he felt it could help stop the immigration reform bill S-744, crafted by 8 senators led by Schumer and Rubico. The film was set for release on April 16, 2013, but Lynch delayed the release because of the bombings that took place at the Boston Marathon. Lynch revised the film to include the Boston Marathon bombings and released the documentary on April 22nd. So, must be a lot of Americans know who this guy is. I don't know who he is. They're reading this stuff. July 2013, Lynch appeared on a special episode of Hannity entitled The Cost of Amnesty, in which Sean Hannity and other guests discussed Lynch's latest movie, They Come to America 2. As well as the recent passage of the Senate Immigration Bill S-744, Terrorism and Unemployment. Let's see, in 2015 he announced he was in the middle of producing They Come to America 3, which did not provide a release date but indicated the film focused on the northern U.S. border and the dangers of Islamic extremism. On June 20th, 2014, released his third political film titled We Ride to D.C. The film is about the mainstream media and its alleged liberal bias. As with all his films, Lynch released a documentary on DVD. Fourth film is based on the book Power Grab, Obama's Dangerous Plan for a One-Party Nation. The book is written by New York Times bestseller author Dick Morris. In the film, Lynch interviews Morris about the last two years of the President Obama's term in office and about how Morris believes Obama will try to complete his fundamental transformation of America. The film is released on Newsmax TV 2015. Politically, in 2014, Lynch announced on the Kelly file that he was exploring the possibility of running for president. On September 15, in April 2015, Lynch was one of 19 presidential hopefuls to speak at the Republican Leadership Summit in New Hampshire. A few weeks later, Lynch announced he would not run. Lynch started hosting the news commentary, Newsmax TV. The program features investigative report interviews and commentary with a heavy emphasis on user interaction through social media. However, on August 2016, he was cut off after he announced that it was his final show and was fired by Newsmax TV management after his criticism about his own news network as well as his defense of Fox News. Lynch stated that in his fighting for Trump on his show, his message had been restricted. Yada, yada, yada. Disputed Lynch's claims about Donald Trump, saying that Lynch was not embracing the truth and was engaging in self-censorship. Well, so, it appears the man has done some good work. It appears he's been on way too much mainstream radio to be not dirty somehow. Because if you're not dirty, you ain't getting on mainstream TV. And he apparently does a lot of this. He is a right winger, and apparently he blames the left wing for everything, so therefore he's either an idiot or he doesn't get it. And I can't believe anybody with his background can't get it. So all I can think of is that somehow, some way, this guy is some sort of a player or an idiot, and I can't believe he's an idiot. But anyways, that aside, and that makes sense because when I watch this, there's no anger in this film, right? It's only a short video about Dearborn, Michigan, but I don't see any anger in it, right? It's just kind of like what is. Okay, because if he doesn't know the right's moving the same agenda as the left, I mean, if he doesn't understand that it was Daddy Bush, who signed America, or the United States, onto Agenda 21, then he cannot be pro-right. He can be pro-American, but he can't be pro-right or pro-left. If you're pro-right or pro-left, then you're either an idiot, or you don't understand the game, or you're a player. Anyway, so now that we know a little bit about this guy, and probably most people did, I didn't, this is the old right-left. As Rockefeller said, what do we care? We control both sides. Okay? We control both sides. And it's so bloody true. So I'm going to stick this video in here, but it's very interesting. Or at least I thought it was interesting last night when I looked at it. And I found it interesting because, one, it was so matter of fact. And two, it shows without a doubt what the plan is, okay? And we you know, there's lots of people out there bitching about the Muslims and the migration and all this kind of stuff. But this really shows what it looks like, okay? Most people think, they see pictures of Muslims and that in foreign countries or their own countries. They call them, you know, dirt niggers or sand niggers or whatever they call them. But here is them in Dearborn, Michigan, living in expensive houses, driving expensive cars, okay, and taking over entire business sections of Dearborn, okay? And that means that these people are going to be running your local political offices. And then they will implement what it is they want, and that's Sharia law. And once these people are elected in, they are the lawmakers. Corporate, of course, but doesn't matter. They're the lawmakers. Now, when you have a when you have a school or a town, whatever that was, I said, that has banned Christmas. Because they're asking them to ban Christmas because it irritates them, the Muslims. And we've seen this all across the nations, you know, bending over and taking it up the butt from the Muslims, while the people that built the countries or the nations are being thrown out the window. So give that a look, because it's almost so there's absolutely no anger in that. They're just driving around looking at stuff, and it's just matter of fact. And so, you know, it's you know, problem, reaction, solution. And scenarios. And if you know anything about the Rockefeller Foundation, if you've ever studied it, you know, it was the birthplace of this scenario nonsense. And what they do is they come up with a problem, and they need a reaction and a solution to the problem. They already know what the solution is. It's what they want. Now, how they get there, they don't really care. Okay, so they put out scenarios, different scenarios. They pay the NGOs, the non-government organizations, which is nothing more than a bunch of communists, to go out and flog these different scenarios. Okay, and that's what they do. Problem, reaction, solution. To get the solution they want. Well, the solution they want is total corporate governance. And it was Rockefeller himself that said it. Something has to take the place of government, and business seems to be the obvious entity to do it. Your politicians control nothing. Your politicians are puppets. People always seem to want to look in the front window and see the fancy displays in the front window. Never, ever, ever taken the time to even figure out how that thing got in the front window. Who's running the show from behind? There's the show in the front window, but who's running that show? It certainly isn't your politicians. So you know they don't work for you, because their pledge or their oath says they don't work for you. The media always keeps the cameras on the display window. Let's go down the street, or let's go over here to the legislature, or let's go over here to D.C., or let's go up here to Ottawa and see what the puppets are up to. See what the show is. People here in Canada are madder than hell at Justin Trudeau. I mean, what is his claim to fame? His daddy was the prime minister. Did he have any capacity? No, apparently he taught snowboarding at one point. Kind of reminds me of the Bush family down there. How'd Junior get to be president? What the hell's he know about it? Nothing. Same shit, different day, different country. But in both cases, you have the right bitching about the left, and the left bitching about the right. And for the, I don't know how that continues. For the most part, most people think there's a difference. You know, Rothschild don't give a shit who you elect, as long as they control the money, which they do. So if the Rothschilds don't care who's elected, and Rockefeller says, you know, we don't care because we control both sides. It's all about problem, reaction, solution. And they're still driving towards their solution, the world we want. The world they want is most definitely not the world you want. You got to separate yourself from this propaganda somehow. I quit listening to Ron when he quit listening to me. You didn't say anything, Chemtrailer. Right? I don't know who you are, right? But what I would like you to do, I'd very much like you to do this, because I'd like to meet you and I'd like to know who you are. And I'd like you to come on the show. That's what I'd really like. Call in or send me your Skype and I'll get you in here. And we'll have a heart-to-heart, you and I. Because sometimes you don't make a lot of sense, my friend. When I quit listening to you, I haven't heard you say anything. So why don't you slide on over here on air, and I'll listen to you. I'd really enjoy that. I think the listeners would enjoy that. I think the people in the chat would enjoy that. So pick up the horn and call in. I mean, we do enough shows, I'm sure we can fit your agenda here. The call-in number is 718-717-8296. So pick up the horn and slide on over. We'll have a nice chat. Or if you can't do that, and you're just going to sit there in the chat, and Ron hangs up on me. I've never hung up on you. I have never hung up on anybody. So pick up the damn telephone and call me. He ain't got answers, so he hangs up. You best call in, my friend, or I'll have your ass banned out of the chat. And that's a promise. So you pick up the damn telephone and you call. If you're going to sit there and take pot shots from back there in your anonymous little chat, I ain't got no room for you in this chat, and I will have your ass kicked. And I've never said that to anybody on air before. I have called Ron. You've called me a lot of shit. 3 times you've called. When? We still got a few minutes. Pick up the phone. Pick it up right now. You're obviously in the chat. You must have a phone near you. 718-717-8296. Pick up the phone. Or I will have your ass busted and kicked out of the chat. And you can go somewhere else and bother somebody. I hang up when I get flustered. I don't get flustered. So, you got about, what do you got? You got exactly 10 minutes before this show's over. Pick up the phone or I'll have your ass busted. Okay? Simple as that. And you can go somewhere else and bother somebody else. We're looking for solutions here, not nonsense. I have never talked to somebody called Chemtrailer on the air, unless you've changed your name. So pick up the phone. You're sitting there typing away and wasting time. Pick up the phone. If you can't pick up the phone, I will put a notice out to have your ass kicked out of this chat. Period. Because I ain't got time for nonsense like that. I ask you to call in, call in. Or go away. Period. Because I ain't in the mood for this kind of nonsense. Never have been, never will be. Anyways, I do need to give a shout out to the hosts on this network. I want to particularly give a shout out to Alan Watt, a fellow Canadian who lives north of me, about 5 hours. I never met the man, but he has done some I don't need to be shut down again. When did you get shut down? You know, you haven't had your mouth stuck over the exhaust of a chemtrail plane too long and hurt your brain, did you? I mean, you got a name called chemtrail. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Are you a chemtrail? Do you fly the planes or do you just suck on the stuff? Because you seem really stupid. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. I'll put the notice out to Jules, and she can you out of here. Grump, you call. I didn't ask Grump to call. I asked you to call. You're the one that's raising shit in the chat. Apparently, you don't know how to use a telephone. Anyways, everybody, I want you to say goodbye to Chemtrailer. Okay. Because he's going bye-bye. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Or, I mean, Chemtrailer. Anyways, back to Alan Watt. The guy has done... Actually, Alan Watt has been around a long, long time. And he's one of those guys who I listened to years ago when I was trying to figure out who was stringing the lines and who was actually doing some serious real research. I was trying to separate the players from the people who were actually attempting to get some truth out. And Alan has done amazing work. I find him a little depressing sometimes because it gets a little dark, like we can't win. I'm of the other side. I know we're going to win because, well, we're supposed to win. But we got to get up off our butts and get moving. If we do that, we'll win. You know, there's the old thing, you know, it's 1,000 years of freedom or 1,000 years of tyranny. And it's our choice. But Alan really got me going way, way, way back in history. And I want to take my hat off to him for that. And I'm a firm believer, you can't have a clue what's going on today if you don't back up. Because if you don't understand the history, if you don't understand where this got going from, then you can't possibly understand what's going on today. You know, so when you get back and you get, you know, way, way back, it's damned interesting. You know, when I first came across the book, the... Rules of Slavery, I think it was. I think that's what it was called, Rules of Slavery of Rome. Brilliant. It was brilliant because it tells you exactly that we haven't moved one iota forward. We are still under the same rules as the slave rules of Rome. Same game. And once you start to understand this, that we're still in the feudal system. We've never left the feudal system. And it took me for a while for get them to agree, but finally I got the Attorney General's office to agree that we never left the feudal system. And that in fact Canada is nothing more than a rebranded Hudson's Bay Company, designed the same as the East India Company, designed the same as the Virginia Company, the Plymouth Company of the United States. These are all corporations. And the people were encouraged here simply to people the land so that they could make their claim of ownership on it. Because without the people, they couldn't make a claim. It would have been an empty claim. So, nothing's really changed. But we do need to change it. And we're going to change it because we can change it. We will change it. You know, sometimes I think about our forefathers coming over here on those old boats, not having a clue where they're going. But they knew they would do whatever they could to go find some freedom, to get out from under the boot that they were living under. They wanted to get out of the feudal system. So they came west, but they never left the feudal system. But we do now, because we have the ability to understand the history, which our forefathers didn't have access to. That history is available to anybody that wants to read it, understand it. And if you do that, then you can't get deceived anymore. Take heed, no man deceive you. Well, we were mightily deceived. Now we have the opportunity to give the deceivers a kick in the teeth, and they deserve it. They're the ones that started the wars. They're the ones that started the depressions. They're the ones that rained hell on this earth. We don't appease these people anymore. We out them. We make their lives as miserable as they've made so many other lives. And we take these lands and we do things the way they're supposed to be done. Not in the legal system, which is a corporate system, where these jackasses can write any rule they want and destroy your life with a new rule they wrote, when the real law states specifically no harm, no crime, period. Then we can get back to caring for our neighbors and build our individual communities the way we see fit, not forced down our throats by some arbitrary, faceless bureaucrat. But we're going to win this. So, just getting out of here, I do want to thank Alan Watt for all the work he's done. And he is a brilliant researcher. It takes a lot of effort. And he's one of the guys that made finding the road a little bit easier. And for that, I thank him. So I'm hoping that I have him scheduled for this coming Sunday, a gentleman from Vancouver who actually moved out of the country, moved out of Canada because he was getting slammed by the hate groups and he was getting taken up in front of but he went to the Supreme Court and stuff and all this stuff. And he finally got out of here. I think they went to Malaysia, him and his wife, for a while just to get the hell out of here and give their brains a rest. And he was crashing the gay pride parades up here last year and that. And very interesting guy. I only talked to him for maybe 20 minutes, but he's a guy that knows we got to shake things up. We got to get in people's faces and we have to shine some light. Therefore, hopefully, he's supposed to be on this coming Sunday, first hour. So hopefully we get him. I'll check on him between now and then, and hopefully this happens. And hopefully he can encourage people to stand up. That's the end of the show. I hear music and a camp trailer. I didn't get your call. Anyways, we'll be back Saturday night over. Killing people, that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, parade. They burn the kids, no one thinks gun. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. This is JJ Eagle.